Members of the crew won't go back to their home base in the state of Washington until they are debriefed and checked by doctors at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. On Saturday, the gates at the Whidbey Island base, about 50 miles north of Seattle, will be open to the public for the Welcome Home celebration. Signs that once read, "Send our servicemen back," have been painted over to read, "Welcome Home." Yesterday, relatives from across the country were relieved at the news that their loved ones would be coming home. NPR's Madalit Del Barco reports.
For 12 days, Sandy Guidry kept vigil in front of the television watching for any hopeful news about her 30-year-old son Scott, an aviation electronics technician who was being held by Chinese officials. Friends and neighbors rallied by tying yellow ribbons all around Guidry's hometown of Satellite Beach, Florida. And when they finally got word that Scott was headed home, Guidry says they broke open bottles of champagne.
And I am so excited. I just let out a yay when he got on the plane, and they took off. It's been a hectic day, but it's been filled with happiness all day.
Guidry says she's grateful that the pilot of the American surveillance plane, Lieutenant Shane Osborne, was able to safely land the damaged aircraft after colliding with a Chinese fighter jet on April 1st. During her son Scott's detention, she fretted about how he was being treated, but she was able to send him several email messages.
I told him to keep his spirits up, to be brave and be strong, and that we loved him and there were a lot of prayers being offered for him, and that to know that his country was working hard to get him and his crew released.
In Alabama, Barbara DiStefano was relieved to hear about the return of her younger brother, Petty Officer Kenneth Ross, but she's still holding her breath.
When we hear his voice, we'll know that it's all over with.
DiStefano says she's thankful her brother and his crew were able to land on Hainan Island in southern China after the collision.
I think that it was right that they apologized for the loss of the pilot, you know, the loss of life. And also, I was glad that they were able to land on that airstrip, because if not, we would be having a different conversation.
In Sun City, Florida, Richard J. Bensing has been cat-sitting for his son Richard G. Bensing ever since he was sent to Asia as an ensign on the reconnaissance plane. During the ordeal in which his son was, in his words, held hostage by the Chinese, Bensing says he grew to resent the way in which the U.S. media portrayed the Navy intelligence mission.
These are not deep, dark, clandestine, covert CIA agents that are spying. I object vigorously to my son being portrayed as such.
Bensing also objected to the way the situation was first handled by both sides. He faulted U.S. President George Bush for initially refusing to make the apology that the Chinese officials demanded. It was a stalemate, he says, that took far too long to break.
First 2 days, they looked like they were grade school bullies trying to rule the playground.
And then?
They grew up. They gave enough to the Chinese so the Chinese could say to their people, hey, we did it. And we can say to our people, hey, we didn't do it. So that showed some diplomacy on both parts.
And now, across the country, the homecoming celebrations are being planned for Bensing's son and his crewmates. Barbecues, parades, free baseball tickets, even the Empire State Building will be decked out with celebratory lights, red, white, and blue for the U.S., red and yellow for China. Many of the crew's loved ones will be flying to meet them when they land at their home base at Whidbey Island Naval Air Station near Seattle. Pentagon officials say the crew members will continue to be debriefed over the next few days. They say they'll try to reunite them with their families by Easter Sunday. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.